pray for us for a few minutes of time. Yesterday, while you go there, yesterday I was out working, and I often talk about how God puts songs on our mind, but yesterday I was like Nick. I was just making up a song. How many of y'all remember Nick used to get up and just, he would sing a song that, whatever comes to his mind at that time. And I was just thanking the Lord for all that he's done. And, you know, sometimes you just need to speak to him from your heart. You don't need somebody else's song, somebody else's testimony. You need your song of praise to him. And Kathy, halfway through that, I thought of Nick. And even in a bad time, you can smile and say, thank you, Lord. Book of Psalms, 119th chapter. Starting at verse 89, reading down through and including verse 94, while you pray. He says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness has come to all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue this day according to thy ordinances, for all are thy servants. Unless the law had been my delights, I should have then have perished in mine afflictions. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine, save me, for I have sought thy precepts. And stop reading there in that 94th verse today. And before I give you my text, and this is the way the Lord laid up on my heart, how many of you have known Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior for more than 50 years? Anybody? More than 50 years. Look at those hands today. Anybody more than 60? Yeah, there's some. And then I could just go down the terrace of different years, and we would raise our hands and say yes. But my question this morning to you, has God ever let you down? He's never let you down. People will let you down. But God cannot fail. And he will never let us down. And I'd like to bring to you a message this morning entitled, God is Faithful. God is Faithful. He says here in these words that we read to you, thy word is settled in heaven. God's word will not change. You can count on God's word yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and forevermore. What God has said will come to pass. His word is eternal. His plan for mankind is eternal. And we know that his word stands without change as God wrote it in the beginning of time. God has never had to go back and revise his plan. His plan has been there since the beginning. And his plan will follow through even though you and I cannot see how God is going to make it possible. Has God ever done something where you thought it's impossible? It's impossible. This will never happen. And especially for me. Right? But God had a plan for your life and for mine. And if we will just heed to God's word, God will bring his plan for our lives to fruition. See, here in this word, he said, thy word is settled. And he also said, thy precepts are settled and thy ordinances are settled. I gave you a few weeks ago in a message that in God's word, there is 8,810 promises. Every promise God made, he is faithful. Every promise. There's also 2,500 prophecies in the Word of God. And God is faithful to bring every prophecy to fruition. He'll not leave one undone, Brother Ott. Everything God said He would do, you can count on Him. My God is faithful. Even though we may scratch our heads and be so overwhelmed with everything that's happening that we just don't see how He's going to make it happen in our life. But if God said it, you can count on our Lord. In Deuteronomy, the 7th chapter and the 9th verse, He said, "Now therefore know that the Lord thy God, He is God, the faithful God." And really what that reads in the Greek, or the Hebrew, if I can read it to you this morning, and I may mispronounce some of the words, but the entire statement is Jehovah, the eternal, your Elohim, creator. He is the Elohim, the creator, the faithful El, the almighty, the strong one. He is faithful. He is not just faithful, but He is the Almighty, and He is the strong one. How many of us remember the scripture? When I am weak, He is strong. When I can't, He can. When it's impossible for us, it's possible. All things are possible in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We read these and we see how that His word is settled. In Lamentations, this 3rd chapter and the 23rd verse, talking about God's grace and mercies, He said, they are new every morning. Oh, that ought to make us want to rejoice. Every morning, His mercies and grace are renewed. And then He goes on where we get that song, and He says, great is thy faithfulness. No matter how bad the storm may seem right now, God is not up in heaven scratching His head and wringing His hands and saying, how's it all going to work out? God is faithful, and what He has promised, He is able to deliver to your life and also to my life each and every day. In 1 Thessalonians, I'm going to give you a lot of scriptures today, then we'll preach if it be God's will. He said in the 5th chapter, faithful is He that calleth you, who also will do it. He's faithful. He'll call you. He'll give you a burden. He'll give you a promise. He'll give you a precept or an ordinance or His word. And He will not just give you lip service, but God will do it for you and I in our lives if we will humble ourselves and ask God to help us. He's faithful. You can count on Him. I read some statistics that shows that everything God has promised, 100%, He will fulfill. He's done it in the past. And there's no reason for God to change now. The devil will give you a little bit of a truth and give you promises and only deliver in about 40% of them. How many of us listened to the devil when he promised us something and we found out that he is unfaithful? Some of you don't want the preacher to preach this morning. But the devil is a liar. He'll promise you all kinds of things and deliver on very few. You say, why you say very few? Because the devil does deliver on a lot of things. How many people do you know that they trusted the devil more than they trust God? And the devil, they followed after him, and they got so far down the road, and they found out that he took them that far just to prove how unfaithful that he really is. But in all these years, some of you raised your hands for over 60 years. I believe I need a witness this morning that every year God has been faithful to you. He has never let you down. There's never been a time, Lloyd, that he said, okay, you're on your own. There's never been a time when he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, that you've been there by yourself. You may have felt like you was, but even in the midnight hour, you could feel the presence of God encamp round about you. Some say, I don't feel God like you talk about. If we don't, it's our own fault. God is omnipresent, meaning that he's always present. And he's omnipowerful. He can do all things. And he's omnifaithful today, meaning that he was there in the beginning and he will be there at the end. And when the end of time comes, you know what God will say? He'll say, son, everything you said has happened. Everything. People say, well, this book contradicts itself. You better read it again. There's no contradictions in the Word of God. The Word of God is true and faithful. Each and every precept, ordinance, and word that is given to us. And the Bible says also, he tells us, in 2 Timothy in the 2nd chapter in the 13th verse, that even as faithful as God is, if we don't believe it, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. God is faithful whether you and I believe it or not. People say, I just don't believe the word of God. It doesn't change God's word. God is faithful. And can I bring this into modern time today? Whatever God expected of our forefathers, he expects the same from us. He does not change. Some of you didn't hear me. God does not change. He does. You don't get so far down the road and then God changed the rules. No, Eli. What he expected when we gave our hearts and lives to him, he still expects it today. And you say, what is it that God wants me to do? He wants us to live according to his word, lift up his name, worship him, and praise him in the house of God. David said in Psalms 36, thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. You and I can't touch the clouds. Becky said this morning, look how low the clouds are. But even as low as they are, you can't reach and touch them. But God's faithfulness goes from this earth into the heavens. You cannot exceed God's faithfulness. He's proven himself time after time after time. People say, well, that was good enough for the Old Testament. But David said in Psalms 119, he said, thy faithfulness is to all generations. I'm glad there's some for me today. I'm glad that not just for our forefathers, but there is God's faithfulness is to this generation that is today and the generation if time goes on till tomorrow. Some of us ought to rejoice knowing the same God that our forefathers served, the same God that our grandparents and our parents served, the same God that we serve. How many of you like to see your children, your grandchildren enjoy the faithfulness of God? People will let you down. The church will let you down. But God will never let you down. Hallelujah. What he promised, he's able to deliver. He is faithful. And he loves us so much that he's going to make sure that every word he said is going to come about to pass. He said in 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, 9th verse, he said, God is faithful by whom you are called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. You know what? In years past, God promised there's going to come a Messiah. His faithfulness, seeing our Lord and Savior walk up Calvary's hill. He didn't just go there to die, but he went there to die because it was prophesied in times past, starting at Genesis, the 3rd chapter, that a Savior would come to save us from our sins. And praise God today. I am saved, you are saved, all that are saved because God was faithful that in the dudest of time, Jesus came to die on a cross at Calvary for you and I. Had not Jesus come, we'd all still be lost and in our sins. But how many of you know today, it was the faithfulness of God that saved our dying souls. Every one of us. It's saved because of that. Not because of what we've done, but because of what Jesus did for us. What he did for us. God is so faithful that every word, every dot and tittle of the law, from Alpha to Omega, it will all come to pass as God said. People are worried about the prophecies of the end time, that what's going to happen. Folks, let me put your mind to rest, because God is faithful to his word. Before that awful day of the Lord comes, God's people will be taken up out of this world. We'll be rejoicing around the throne of God. While those that hear the sad pronunciation, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, for I never knew you. People say, God won't do that. God is faithful to his word. The saved are going to heaven, and the lost will die and go to hell and die for all eternity. And Eli, some folks will say, Roger, if you would change that message, we would have more folks come to the church. I say, if I change that message, I'm the liar and God is still the truth. In fact, he said, let every man be a lie. God is the truth. People lie to you. Satan will lie to you. God will never lie to you. It's impossible for God to lie, because he is the truth and the only true God. You say, how can God's faithfulness help me today? In 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, he said, God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able, but with the temptation also make a way of escape. People say, God let me down. No, God made a way of escape. You let yourself down. How many of us on a Sunday morning will admit that there's been times that we've been in situations that we had to look for a way of escape. And when God made it, the best thing we did was take off running away from that temptation that the devil set in front of us. The devil wants to take away your joy. God wants you to have joy, unspeakable and full of glory. God is faithful. He made a way, Gilbert. He said if we would seek him, we would find him. And he made a way that we could come to know his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. You and I aren't saved because of Mount Carmel Missionary Baptist Church. We're not saved because of the church that you attended in years past and the pastor that you sat under in years past. You know why we're saved? Because God spoke and we answered that call. And I say this every time. The best thing we ever did do was when we stepped out behind the pew and made our way to an old-fashioned altar of repentance, called upon Jesus. And sure enough, I have to say, he was faithful to meet me there and forgive me of all my sin and make me a new subject in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. God is faithful. Not just part of the time, but God is faithful all the time. How many of you made promises that you weren't able to keep? Becky and I have been listening to a song, and we've been listening to it for a couple of months now, and Becky made mention of it a few weeks back in testimony, and I thought about all the things. There's been people that made commitments unto us, made promises, gave us words that was unfaithful. Some of it wasn't their fault. It was the fault of others. Or it may have been our fault, Ron. I mean, how many people do you know stood before an altar and said, I love this person and I'll marry them and let no man but put us under. Only to find out a few days down the road that separation had come. I was smiling at Rachel when she came up this morning because I knew this. God gave this message to me. And I remember when I met with her and Matt, seems like it was just yesterday downstairs, talking about them getting married, and now here they are with two children. Y'all remember that? And I asked them, I said, why do you want to get married? And with tears, I remember it, Rachel, with tears she said, because I love him with all my heart. And Matt had a similar response. I believe Rachel put in there from the moment I first met him. You know, God wants us to be faithful. But there's things that we don't know about the future, Sharon. There's things that, how many of you have been changed over the years? Maybe you made a commitment to God many years ago. And something came along and changed you. It could have been a friend that you trusted that betrayed you. Unfaithful. It could have been something that happened in your own life that you caused an event to happen. You see, we can't blame everybody else all the time. How many of us know that sometimes we're guilty? Amen. People say, well, God left me. God has never left anybody. We left God. And can I preach a little bit longer this morning? We've got people right now that are just mad. They're just frustrated because of this COVID and everything that has happened. And I'll be up front with you. There's days that I get frustrated. People made commitments to us and they let us down. But let me put this in. Now is not a time to forsake God. Now is a time to draw nearer to God. Somebody sang that song a few months back that said, draw me nearer, nearer, precious Lord, precious God. I get the words. I'm going to make up my own song. And I say, Lord, I don't understand what's happening. All these problems and people so unfaithful. And I said I wasn't going to bring politics in, but I have to bring this in. Yesterday that Pelosi and them brought it forth, a bill to finance the Postal Service. And you know what? As our president and his team has done in the past, what they do is when they dive into those bills, there's so much unfaithfulness that they put other things to finance underneath of them, like the last subsidy that was supposed to win out. They put in there funding for abortion, funding for all these different things. Why can't we just be faithful and say what we mean, stand by what we mean, and don't deviate from what we mean? But you can't trust anybody anymore. But I have a Savior I trust with all of my heart. Oh, I got to preach today. Everything I have, I've got banked on Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior. I may fail you. I may let you down. Not on purpose. Eli, I wouldn't let you down for nothing in this world. But sometimes my mouth is too big. How many of you have ever made a commitment only to realize after you made it, folks, I don't know if I can fulfill that. But you see, what God said, He is able to deliver. If He said to me, I'll make a way where there seemeth not to be a way. You know what I'm going to say, Lord? I'm going to say, Lord, show me the path. I'll be like Moses of old. I'm going to head to a country that I don't even know where I'm going. I've never been there before, but Lord, I'll walk with you every step of the way because I trust him with all of my heart, my soul, my mind, and my strength. Everything I have, I trust it in Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. 1 Timothy, the first chapter in the 15th verse, Paul said, this is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation, that Jesus, or Christ Jesus, came into the world to save sinners. That's the only reason he came. In his day, they thought he'd come to build up a kingdom to overthrow the Roman government. But he told them, my kingdom is not of this world. I believe he was singing that song, I'm so glad that I've got a better place to go. I've already got a kingdom. And all of my children one day are going to gather into that home. Closing this morning while they get a song of invitation. 1 John, the first chapter and the 9th verse, says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. How many of you have been cleansed? How many of you have been to the river and been baptized? People say, well, I was in a baptistry. I'm not talking about the water. Before I was ever put down into the water in the old nasty licking river, I was baptized in the house of God. You say, but did they have a baptistry? No, sir. But I was baptized with the fire and the Holy Ghost. And I have found him to be faithful to walk beside me every step of the way. Has God been faithful to you this morning? His word is true, is it not? He said, I will make you the winner and not the loser. People say, Becky lost her job, her health is bad. And you know, we've pondered on that. I'm not as concerned about the job as I am the health. Right? Y'all better say amen. God can take care. He promised us, my children have never gone hungry or begging bread. He promised that my children will be blessed. I'm standing on those promises today. Sometimes I have to remind myself of the promise. You say, do you go back and read all 8,810 promises? No, I don't. I just remember the ones that are important at that time. Lord, I'm walking through a valley right now. Shadows all around. The enemy is hiding and waiting at any minute to pounce out and destroy us. But you know what I've read in your word? That no matter where I roam, you'll walk beside me. He is my rod and my staff. He is my shepherd. He is my Lord and my Savior. Is he yours this morning? Some of us need an affirmation in our hearts. That instead of worrying about COVID, worrying about the jobs, worrying about the markets and everything that's going on, what we ought to say is, Lord, our forefathers went through worse. Some of you don't want to hear it, but it's true. The Great Depression was worse than what we're going through today. The WW1 and WW2, the Vietnam War and the Iraqi War, Desert Storm, was worse than what we're going through now. You say, how can you say that? Because moms and dads sent their boys and girls off that never came back alive. Pinch yourself this morning. You know what? It hurts, don't it? That means you're alive. If you've got nothing else to thank God for, you ought to lift up your head and say, Lord, I thank you. You woke me up this morning. I thank you, God, that as far as I know, because you're so faithful to me, my children and grandchildren are all right today. And I know I read off a great list of people that need our prayers, and I told you about those in my own family and a close friend that has cancer, and many people get all worried and fret and began to get scared. And you know what I say? I say, I cannot touch you and heal you. I cannot say a prayer over you that will heal you. But I know a man that has all power on heaven and earth. He said that if we would pray, he said, let them that are sick bring them before the church. Let the elders anoint them with oil and God would heal them. You say, does that mean they won't die? Folks, sometimes dying is the healing that we stand in need of. Because heaven's better than this world. And besides that, we're not going to live forever here. How many of you know there's a day coming you're going to say goodbye? In fact, you may not have the opportunity to say goodbye. Can I say it to you this morning? If we never meet again, goodbye, goodbye. I'll see you again though. When you get to heaven and you hear some high-pitched voice over there just praising the Lord. You say, if it were possible. You say, oh, that's that old preacher boy. Used to get so excited every once in a while. People say, why do you get excited? I'll tell you why I get excited. Because I once was lost and now I'm found. I've got a Savior who is faithful. I've got a church that is filled with the Holy Spirit. I've got brothers and sisters that we love and they love us. And I'm going to continue preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ and trying to get people in. Get them saved before it's too late. Because God wants to save all people. If we will just hearken to Him. While you stand, they sing a verse of a song. If you're not saved, you ought to get saved. If you've allowed your worries and doubts and fears to overtake you, you need to reconsider God's faithfulness to you. He didn't send us out here to be devoured. He sent us out to be messengers of the gospel. But He did tell us that as they did to Moses and the prophets, and they did to him, that we would suffer along the way. We would suffer. But He said, I'm faithful to you. How about you that's never pronounced Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior? What's keeping you from trusting Him? Some may say, I don't know if He'll take me. I've done so much wrong. Paul said he was the chief of sinners. And the Lord saved him. You need to give your heart and life to Jesus Christ today. How is it with you? Yes. God is more faithful than mom and dad, grandma and grandpa, brother or sister. He is. I know my mom and dad that I can still go back and reflect that there's things that they would have loved to have been able to give to us, but they were unable to do so. There are days I wish I could go back and redo the things of raising our kids. And let me tell you, I don't believe our kids are bad. But I also do believe that there are things that we could have done a little different. How many of you as parents will say, admit this morning, we made some mistakes? Right? We made some mistakes. At that time, we thought we was doing what was best for them. But we look back and we say, Lord, how did I make such a mistake? And still they turn out good. You know how it is? God was watching over them. Amen? God was watching over them. And even our lives, the decisions we made. How many of you know that you've made some decisions in life that, boy, you just messed up? And God said, you can't be a loser. You're my child. And God turned us around. And Brother Emerson, he gave us a life today that we enjoy. Life isn't always a bed of roses. I'm not a preacher going to tell you you get saved and everything is just going to be hunky-dory from now on. That's a lie from hell. But you will have peace in your heart, no matter what is going on around you. And really, if I could help our younger folks this morning, you will find the simpler you keep your life, the better the life you'll have. People say, oh, but I want that American dream. That American dream is what the media flashed before you as what you should have. Right? Yes, I could go on for another hour, but I would be meddling, not preaching. Amen. I do want to ask you this morning, God has blessed us. He has, in so many different ways. And some of y'all, how many of y'all seen the picture of my sunflowers I got? Them things must be close to 20 feet tall. And the one that was the tallest is now leaning over. It's getting old. And it's leaning over because the head on that thing is about that big around. And it's just full of sunflowers. And see, I plant them because I know that I need some bees to come along to my garden for the pollination that takes place. And I made a deal. I said I made a song up. The other day I was talking to the bees. I made a deal with them. I won't bother you and your family, and you don't bother me and my family. We're going to live in harmony in this little garden. Y'all going to see the deacons after church and say, our pastor's lost it. Making up songs and talking to the bees. But I enjoy it. I enjoy it. But yeah, God has blessed us, and Becky and I have canned about every bean that we're going to can. We're about done. And I say God's blessed us. I got four rows that are about 60 feet long. And I've got about another 100 feet of beans that ain't never been picked. They got big old blooms on them. I planted them late, so those would be the late beans. But if anybody would like beans, I'm not going to let them go to waste. I'll pick them. God bless us with them. And I'm going to pick every one that I can. But if you'd like to, yeah. If you know how to pick them, yeah. As long as you don't mess with my vines. Because if you tear up the vine, the fruit can't do anything. Lord, there's a message in that. I thought about you the other day. You know, we are not the vine. We're the fruit. But if you mess with that vine and mess it and tear it up, no more blooms will come and no more fruit. So if you'd like to have some, see me after church and we'll put your name down. Because we probably picked a bushel and a half yesterday. Yeah. My sister helped me. Becky ain't picked the first bean. But her and Zoe do a lot of breaking. So I can't complain. Amen. God bless you. Have a great day. Have a great week. And church, can we come together and say, Lord, we need more than just one service. We do. Lord, would you make a way possibly for us to come together on a Wednesday night? How many of you think we need it today? And, you know, I'm looking at the calendar, and there's a lot that's going on. But I'm praying that very shortly, I'm not going to set a date, Ray. I would be, let's let God work it out. That we could get back together on a Wednesday night and have that midweek prayer service with all of our brothers and sisters. I believe we need it. So you be praying about that, and maybe mid-September, if we'll see how this COVID goes, maybe mid-September we can get back to our Wednesday night prayer service. All right? Does that sound good to everybody? You say, Roger, why don't you just say, let's do it? Well, I know COVID's real. And I know in Claremont County, you guys keep going from orange to red and back to orange and back to red. And I don't even know where you're at right now. Are you red right now? You're back to red. So y'all got to straighten up. Wear your mask and protect yourself. All right? God bless you today. And let's pray one for another as we depart. And come back next week, prayed up and ready to go in the house of the Lord. God bless you this morning.